Hey there, Ariana here.
Jamal is here as well.
And you are listening to Classes in Session. So this episode has a little hood lingo to it.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to just drop your nuts?
Hold on, man. Where you get that from?
So we were on the way back from getting food one day. And,
I know you ain't talking about.
I listen to anything. But we in your car, and this song come on. I hear a little beat, right? Then they go, dropping my nuts. Dropping my nuts.
Oh, nuts.
I'm like, who it is? And why are you so mad? This was nussy bad, eh?
Okay.
I ain't gonna say the word. You heard it right. Nussy. Not boosy.
Not Nipsey. That's my boy, man. Long live the great, man.
So
long live Mr. Sneak Attack, man.
Okay. Look him up. Google him. Ain't too much on him out there. Lord forgive me.
Hey, look up the song though. That song will put you in that mode.
May he rest in peace. But yeah, dropping my nuts. I wanna know, like, what does that even mean? I'm singing it, but what does it mean? I want the details.
Well, dropping your nuts basically means, especially as a guy, you know, it's different ways of saying it, letting your nuts hang, dropping your nut. But basically, when you drop your nuts, you kind of felt slighted or disrespected, and you got to let them know, hey, don't disrespect me. Like, you don't have to respect me, but don't disrespect me.
Okay.
So when you drop your nuts, you let them know, don't do that again.
Putting your foot down.
Your nuts.
Putting your nuts down.
Drop.
Dropping your nuts down.
Yeah, man. Look, I remember the first time I had to drop mine. I'm talking about.
Tell me about it.
First grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I had nuts in first grade.
Do me for a loop.
Well, I didn't have to drop them, but
I don't know what a nut is. Go ahead.
I didn't, but I dropped what I did have. But you stupid, but I didn't have to drop them, but just my first day of school, I didn't want to be there, and I felt like, and I was crying because I didn't want to leave Kellerton. My best friend was there.
Oh, gosh.
And someone bothered me, and I snapped on them. That's another form of dropping your nuts. Just snap. I snapped on them, and hey, once I dropped them, hey, they were deaf from then on, from 6 to infinity, to 2066.
Nuts left a print in the concrete
I'm
when you
talking
dropped
about,
them.
Man. What's that Will Smith movie?
Like an elephant foot.
No, elephant nut. I like elephant foot, though. But yeah, that's just what it is. Like, it doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter the gender. It just, anybody feel disrespected, slight. What do they call it now? They feel like somebody throwing shade. Getting the understanding is dropping your nuts. Like, hold on now. What you trying to say? Boom, boom. You know? So
I like to point out that you said gender.
Yeah,
it does not matter the gender. No. Females, we got nuts to drop as well.
You better drop. I'm talking about you feel some kind of way,
and
drop.
I'm here to tell you, now that I know exactly what it is, mine been on the floor.
All right.
They been there.
She talking about a hippopotamus bottom. All right.
Nuts dropped.
But honestly, if you don't drop them, then people make you tuck them every time.
Tuck nuts.
I mean, all this bullying going on, guess what the remedy? Guess what? All they got to do, all these kids got to do, drop them. Drop their nuts one time. And hey, all of their problems over with.
But it sounds kind of harsh, though. Like, the way you're saying it, I mean, you got to think before those nuts drop. Like, Are there levels to nuts being dropped?
There's levels to it.
Okay.
It all depends on the situation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing something to rub you the wrong way to make you have to?
Mm-hmm.
How they character are, because if they have the character of a bully, you kind of going to drop them harder than you would somebody. You'd be like, oh, they didn't mean that. But hold on, you keep saying that, so I think you do kind of mean it. What you mean by that? But somebody that you think, oh, you think you bad?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, woo, What's that Will Smith move? I Am Legend. What that when he was coming out that L? I ain't watch it. No, it ain't I Am Legend. What's that move? Hancock.
Coming out there.
In Hancock, he went in there?
Men in Black, he was too. They was out of space, wasn't
he? I ain't think about Men in Black. But yeah, though, it's just, yes, it's levels to it. And just think about what you just said about there's consequences. There's most definitely consequences to it. I do have a story about that as well and how I kind of picked mine up a little.
Okay. Wait a minute, though. Let me just point out, as I continue to listen to this song, Nussie Bad Ape.
Nussie!
I just pulled a few things out of the song that I wanted to highlight.
Okay.
So, you gave your definition, but this is more like scenarios. So, you could drop your nuts when you have to take matters into your own hands.
Okay. I agree with that.
If you're in a situation where you're constantly backing somebody up because they're on the front line, and then it's your turn to be on the front line, you have to then practice what you preach.
What you mean backing them up? You're telling them not to take the disrespect.
Right, right. They're on the front line. They're
going through it.
Yeah, they're getting dogged out. You telling them, bro, you can't take that. You got to, you know, do what you got to do.
Don't let them do you like that. Right. They push you, you push them. They push you, you hit them.
Right. So then when roles are reversed and you're the one being pushed,
oh,
you got to practice what you preach.
Oh, you got to overdo it. You got to show the person that you've been telling, you got to show them, and you got to show the person that's trying.
And another thing he said, I'm not gonna say the N word.
Okay. Ninja?
I'll say ninja instead. He said, I never ran from a ninja.
All right.
And I dang sure ain't about to pick today to start running.
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Nussie just taking everything from
people. That wasn't even Nussie. That was the person on the thing. Man, come on, just man. Saying. That was the person on the...
Just saying. Nussie supported it. Practice what you preach.
Yeah, Nussie supported anything. Hey, he dropped his nuts. His nuts stayed down. He ain't got to apologize.
And one other thing in the song is... He said he always had to keep a tool with him.
All right.
So, yeah, I want you to keep those things in mind as we go through this conversation.
When your nuts get dropped so far, like a nussie, when people scared of you, you got to keep it with you because you want to do something to somebody. They so scared, you trying to protect yourself from somebody doing something to you because they don't want to confront you as a man. They don't want to drop their nuts as a man. They want to pull out the sneak attack.
Okay.
So in the Black community, that's considered dropping them too, but that's kind of the coward way of dropping them.
Okay.
But when you dealing with a man that you know, all in all, he being like a man regardless.
He's not going to run.
Don't run. At all. So, hey, you got to keep it on you, you know, in those environments just to ensure your safety.
Okay, understood. I just wanted to give our listeners just a few things to keep in mind as you go into your story, but go ahead.
Okay, so my story was about, you know, pulling the scrap up a little bit, you know, the scrap as in...
You said a strap. Come on, we talk about nuts here. What kind of strap you mean?
I'm talking about scrapping them up, like, hey... Come on, y'all come a little towards, you know, get up off that ground. Get out of that ground. That's how far they been down in there. Get out of that ground.
Retrieval of the nuts. Go ahead.
So, what happened to me when I was in college? What was this, the last semester, last year? First of all, this is the day I didn't even play basketball on. I had a class at 6:30. So, we started at 5. So, no need for me to be there, be musty, and then go to class without bathing. But one of my boys talked me into going to the gym at like 4. So we went early, and then I ended up getting into it with my teammate, and he did a couple things that totally rubbed me the wrong way. First of all, I was talking to my boy that got me there. You know, we was talking about the game. He said something under his breath, and I'm like, bro, what you say? That's my number one pet peeve. He didn't want to drop his nuts. Like, he has nuts tucked. So, be a man. If you're going to say something about another man in his vicinity, in his area, say it to him. He didn't say it to me. So, I was like, bro, what you say? his response was, "You effing heard me." He didn't say that. He didn't say the effing like the vodka either. He said the real word. That's my second pet peeve. That word got too much action, and it sounded like you tried to drop your nuts on being scary. Mm-hmm. You effing hurt me, instead of being a man just repeating what you said. So I don't even remember walking over to him, guys. It was like I skated. Mm-hmm. I was over to him in half of a second.
He was on a hoverboard.
Before hoverboards was around.
Ooh.
He jumped up. So I grabbed him like, I was holding myself. Like, I'm grabbing him, you know, like holding like his arms. But I'm like, Jamal, stop. Because you know your nuts are permanently in the ground. You know, don't do it. So I'm holding him, trying to hold back myself. And then, a punch slip, just like, psh.
I was going to say, you're saying, psh, I want the people to know. You're swinging your arms over here.
So a punch slipped, hit him in his jaw, and you know, my initial reaction, that wasn't that bad. But I saw him kind of daze off a little bit. Then my boy come back and said, "Hey, Jamal, I think you ought to leave." And I was like, "What, he called the police?" He was like, "No, man, I think you broke his jaw." Mm-hmm. More of the story, broke his jaw in two places. He pressed charges. The end of the story, the charges were dropped, but I had to pay lawyer fee. I had to pay anger management, and that was $30 a week for 13 weeks, $50 to start the class, and $50 if you missed the class. So yeah, added up, college student. And that's when I was like, okay, Jamal, you need to think before you react, and there's consequences come with your action. You're not a kid anymore. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we were kids. That's when the nuts first get dropped, when there's no real consequence.
Right.
So that was when I had to go ahead and learn, like, no, bro, chill. They're going to press charges. Nobody's just taking that L and going home. Mm-hmm. Or even worse can happen. Someone take a L and, like I said, they go the scare route. They go get a gun and, you know, try to really harm you. And so because they know man to man, they can't see you. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say to the listeners out there. Like, we're just going over what dropping your nuts is. Please know there's consequences behind dropping those nuts. There's other ways to resolve an issue. You can talk, you can get an understanding, and you can do it calmly by letting somebody know, hey, bro, I'm not, you know, I'm not a sucker, one of them weak ones or nothing like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, come at me the right way. Well, you don't have to say come at me the right way, because you don't want to really rub them wrong, escalate it either, but you can be like, I'm not the type to take that, so, you know, I wasn't trying to disrespect you or anything, so don't. You know, please don't do the same thing to me, because I'm not mm-hmm. trying to throw it all away in the back of your mind. You're like, Lord, no, I will. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to do that. So, yeah.
Just
360 on dropping them.
All right. All around. So, I mean, from that, I gained. Nuts can still be dropped. It's just the method and manner that you get them down to the ground. So, as you were telling your story, it made me think about something.
Okay.
And, like, I want to point out, like, this is more recent. However, like, it's not the first time, you know, they were dropped. So with me, it's kind of me taking matters into my own hands. I was in a situation where I was in a hardware store. And this is back when, you know, if you saw a van riding down the street, you was like, oh, somebody in the back of that van. Around that time. But anyway.
The human trafficking was at an all-time high on right. social.
On social. I had to take matters into my own hands. So I took a trip to the hardware store. I'm thinking I can waste some time while, you know, Jamal's playing basketball. I got some stuff to pick up. So I go to the hardware store. So I'm minding my own business, looking at some screws or something like that. And this random older peach dude. I say peach because I don't like to say white. But anyway, this random older peach dude was like behind me, almost hovering behind me. And me, I'm the type, I get attitude quickly. I know it's a problem, but
I'm sound like you need to go to anger management class.
Maybe he's looking at the same thing I'm looking at. You know, let me get out his way. So I think I went to the paint aisle or something. I'm looking at random paint now. I noticed the same dude. He right behind me. And it's so awkward to the point where one of the associates in the store came around and he asked, he was like, are y'all doing okay? You need me to help you find something? the fact that he said, "Are y'all doing okay?" That's how I knew this man was being awkward. Like, he was real close to me, like way too close for someone to think that we were in the store shopping together. So anyway, at this point, I'm like, okay, enough time spent in here. I'm tired of this. This is weird. I'm about to leave. So I go get in line. Same guy in line in front of me. He gets out of line. So I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, he being weird with somebody else now. Cool. I'm checking out. Same guy pops up behind me. Like, man, this dude is really, you know, working my nerves at this point. The cashier up front, we're in just in a regular line, but the cashier noticed the dude. So she's like looking the type of way. Anyway, I'm checking out. Dude checks out on the other side of me. He gets done first, but instead of him, you know, leaving on out the store, he stood there, waited on me to check out, and then he walked outside after I walked outside. So I'm like, okay, cool, you know, whatever. Notice a minute ago, when I listened to this song, I said, you take matters into your own hands. But one of the last things I said was, you have to keep a tool with you. Although I was in the hardware store, people, I'm not talking about a hammer. I'm not talking about a drill, you know, bit, none of that. Anyway, I go to the car, and I know this story long, y'all, but it's intense. I go to the car, and the dude just right there, he's like a puppy looking for a treat. So I'm like, okay, I ain't about to, and I'm in my little hoopty.
You know, little gas saver.
Yeah, you know. So I'm like, I'm not going to unlock the doors because, you know, I'm thinking so far ahead, and that's just the way I am. I'm not going to unlock the doors because this gives this weird guy, an opportunity to get in on the passenger side. So I put my bag in the trunk, and dude is just standing on the other side of the car like he waiting. I think he was in like a pickup truck or something, but he was with some more people that was in a car parked on the other side of him. So I see this man standing here. I'm like, okay, I'm not about to get in the car. Like, he got something going on. We gonna have it out in this parking lot. So I come around to the front of my car and I sit on the hood. So he starts to come around the side of my car. And that's when I pulled my tool out. I pulled it out and I cocked it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I looked at him.
You gave him that ninja please look.
I guess I looked at him like ninja please, or ninja please try me.
That's what ninja please mean?
Like, no, ninja please, you ain't got it, or ninja please try me. Come on. But anyway, ninja, I cocked please. My tool. I looked at him. Then I looked down at my tool. It's so pretty. But once he realized that it was cocked, he run around the car, jump in the car. He pull off. Jump in the truck. The car behind him pull off. That's how I knew they was together, because they pulled off at the same time, like with each other. Now I'm sitting here with a cocked pistol. I ain't never cocked no pistol and not shot it. I don't know what to do.
It's a revolver, people. She leave out a lot of details. This pistol is a revolver. .357 Magnum.
Ooh, it's pretty too. But anyway, I'm sitting here with a cocked pistol. Don't know what to do with it. So I'm riding home. Trying to be chill, call my dad, ask him how to uncock a pistol. And the first thing he said, "Skid, you don't need to be cocking no pistol if you ain't gonna shoot it."
Woo, you said something.
Now, when he said that, it was like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, Daddy, that's what I cocked it for. Now tell me how to uncock it. But anyway, we got that solved. You know, not a big deal. But all that said,
you dropped them. And it runs to your advantage.
No.
Oh, not there yet.
When I was walking around in this store, you know, just, I'm a lady in the hardware store, you know. I don't know what elbow grease means. This gentleman didn't think my nuts had dropped. But I guarantee you, once I got outside and he saw my tool was cocked, he knew my nuts were on the ground. And I'm sitting there like, I ain't got nothing to lose. But you got your whole life that's, you know, finna say bye if you make another move that's weird, as I say. But yeah, like, in that situation, I'm in no way in the wrong. I ain't bust his jaw open, none of that. You know, it's more of, I'm standing my ground. You know, protecting what's mine, which is my life, you know? So that's me with, that's me in full effect, nuts on the ground.
Recently. Then, right. Of course, I came home and had to uncock the tool.
Okay. After I called my daddy.
Yeah, because did he even tell you how to do it?
Yeah, he told me how to do it.
Look, this the only time I didn't go to the store with her, and she didn't even tell me she was going to that store. So if something would have popped off, I wouldn't have knew the first place to look.
Lord, the jail, because he had to bail me out.
But no, I would've won that case. Went to jail. It wouldn't have been okay. They would have started the cameras and, you know.
I don't know. The way they acting around here now, they would have locked me down.
Well, we'd have got a lawyer. But anyway, there's advantages and disadvantages of dropping your nuts, per se. It's all about how you do it. Like, in that situation, she was in the right. My situation, Jamal's normally. I'm normally in the wrong because I go way, way too far. Like, I was in the wrong. I be in the wrong once I feel disrespected. Because once I go there, then it's just gone. So, learn from me. And plus, that was when I was 22. I'm most definitely not going there now. Like, my whole, you know how they say, you see your life flash before your eyes when something bad happening? That's how I see before I, you know. Do somebody else like I did
him.
I bet
he just see red. Just
no, I
red.
Don't. I see smiley faces and jingle bells.
Crazy.
I mean, I see us. I see the things we got. I see Jackson. I see all the good things flat before my eyes. And then I say, no, sir, that's not the way to drive it. And most times after the game, I just go calmly talk to, you know, somebody. They try to be a little disrespectful or any kind of way. I just go get an understanding after the game. And then they want to get belligerent after that. I'm like, okay, I won't say anything else to you. And so there's right and wrong ways. But the homework for today is the next time that something pee you off or sets you off, just think about, before you drop your nuts, think it all the way through. Think about the bad. Think about having to bail out of jail, pay for a lawyer, the relationship that you could actually hurt. Because most times it be the people that are close to you or the people that you really care about. So just think about that, and or think about dropping them in a respectful manner.
And I know I want to say this. Yes, definitely think about it. But even before you go that far, before you put yourself in a position where nuts may have to be dropped, like, just watch out for your surroundings. Like, before you go into a certain environment, like, read the people.
Right.
Like, I guarantee you, you could really see, it's crazy, but you could see the energy in the room. Yeah. So if you know such and such over here, and they ain't got no filter, and then my attitude ain't right, I know I don't need to be around that person. So, you know, just read the room, understand what's going on before you even put yourself in a position where, you know, because at the end of the day, sure, you need to think about it. But in the heat of the moment.
Who thinking about it?
Right. It's really nothing to think about in the heat of the moment because it's like, okay, I'm here now. Like, I'm not backing down.
And it's so much easier to talk about it now or to think about it now or program your mind to think about it because there's so many of the people that we love that we have lost from it. Whether it's death, jail, because they didn't read the room. They didn't care about the room. They didn't care enough about themselves to care about the room.
Right.
So that's why we feel as if this is an important homework. Like you said, me personally, I want to know who's going to be there before I go. I don't want to go and literally read the room. And I know you were talking about like read the room in the sense of what I'm saying. You don't have to put yourself there to read it. Know who is going to be there. Know what energy is going to give off and just avoid it. Like, you live to see another day. You live to be there for the people that care about you most, and that's what life is all about. So
I like it.
You like it? Well, this concludes today's class. Class dismissed, people.
Peace.